The best way to start your day.
Good morning.
Good morning, Westchester, with Dennis and Tommy. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
Everybody, Chris, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, guys. Good evening.
How you doing, Chris?
All right, hang it in there. I just want to mention, yesterday was the anniversary of the Normandy invasion.
Yes, you're right.
Was it the 75th anniversary, I think?
Yes.
Have to be, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, you've seen pictures of that that invasion, I guess. These guys coming off all these U-boats, or not U-boats, whatever you call them, and getting mowed down by thousands.
Boats. LSTs and Higgins boats, I think they were called.
Yeah.
Landing ship tanks.
LSTs.
Let me tell you something, Chris. You know, I was brought up, fortunately, I missed World War II, fortunately, but my family worked in it and fought in it. And let me just tell you something. The most terrifying role as an Army grunt or a private infantryman in battle has to be landing on a beach in one of those landing boats and dropping that front bridge down and then facing the terror of machine gun nests. Amazing.
Yeah, Chris, what else you want to say?
And you told us about your uncle. A great story you told us recently, Chris, about your uncle who really overcame adversity after World War II, after his service.
Chris, you there? Hello?
He may have lost his power. He said he was...
Yeah.
Chris?
Well, it's holes.
Great story. So what concerns you tonight, Chris?
Well, you know, just a couple of things. I just heard on the news that Fox had banned an ad from the Police Officer Association, from the Washington Police Officer, that was explained their opinion on the January 6th insurrection.
Well, I guess it's their right. You know, it is their right, as the Democrats keep telling us.
Right. Right. Yes.
But remember one important distinction, Chris, Lou.
Yes.
Remember, FCC very stringently regulates broadcasters. That's most radio, most television, most cable, most, you know, rabbit ears television. The internet media are almost completely unregulated because of their exemption from the antitrust laws and from defamation actions as bulletin boards. It's a completely different situation. While I think Fox should take ads from everybody, that's not the extreme one-sided power that Twitter has in banning people, or Facebook banning President Trump for 2 years.
Right.
That sounds harsh.
Chris, I want to ask you a question. You're a kid from the streets, kid from the Bronx like me, do you believe in defunding the police departments? This whole Democratic...
No. In fact, I think they need a restructuring. I think they need reform. And I actually think that they probably need more money.
I totally agree.
To get them to the place where not only the public is safer, but you know, that they're safer, too, in the enforcement of their responsibilities.
I totally agree with you, Chris. And another thing is...
we're living in a very different world.
Another thing, and they're talking about the debate I watched, Democratic debate. They talk about community policing and people in the neighborhood and instead of police officers, and do away with 1PP or whatever. Here's what I want to say. If you give these gangbangers in Brooklyn, the streets of Brooklyn, the streets in the South Bronx, and they have an area of 3 or 4 blocks with their territory or whatever, and you cut the police presence in that area, that three or four blocks goes to 14, 20 block area that they control or whatever. And that just spreads like cancer all over the city or whatever. And tourism, you'll kill the tourism, you'll kill Broadway, you'll kill the concerts, you'll kill shows, ballet or whatever, or museums. You'll kill everything in the city if they do this. So it's totally ludicrous when they say about defunding police departments.
Well, I don't think there's any argument.
I don't know if you remember. We had Bronx neighborhood forces that used to drive around, you know.
And I remember that as a kid. I remember that.
Yeah, I forget exactly what they called them, Bronx something, or but they were, you know, groups of citizens in the Bronx that would drive around the neighborhood to be sure that, you know, things were safe. And if they saw anything, they would call the police in.
It was hoped they would call in the authorities. I think there was a very prominent patrol in Morris Park, the North Bronx.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly.
And that was largely Italian-Americans populating,
yes,
those groups.
Exactly.
And these were tough guys. Not the type, yeah, of people I would normally want to have stringent arguments with. Yeah. Tough guys, but you know what? They defended their blocks, as I think, Chris, I think most people do, from Harlem to the Barrio in Chicago or in L.A. People want their neighborhoods to be safe. And as you say, it comes from better funding and better spending of funds on police, not just cutting swaths of money.
Exactly. All right, Chris, thank you for the call. Thank you. Thank you so much, Chris. And I'm told we got Billy on the line. Billy, you there?
Billy's here. How are you tonight, guys?
Hey, Billy, how you doing? Billy? Long time no call.
Long time speak. Exactly. How's everybody doing? Hope everybody's safe.
Everybody's
God,
good
everybody's
here.
Well.
Everybody's good here.
I wanted to talk a little bit about accountability.
Go ahead.
And starting with Dr. Fauci, where is the term accountability? Everybody counted on him giving the right information. And all of a sudden, the information wasn't so accurate anymore.
Incredible. Misplaced confidence.
And guess what? We're not hearing much about it. You know what? We're not hearing much about it at all.
They're burying it.
Let's forget about it. Let's talk about something else.
Well, Bill, not only is he embarrassed, but the people who quoted him incessantly and gave him more regard and authority than maybe he deserved.
Well, Billy, I got to put it this way.
Why doesn't the guy just retire or say, you know what? I let the American people down. I'm going to.
I think they gave him too much juice and they put too much of a crown on his head. That's how I see this. He should have stayed. Now he's saying that, well, you don't have to wear a mask. You got to wear a mask. Him with this. I can't do that or whatever. You know, this is crazy. Nobody knew what was going on with this virus. It just came up like this or whatever like that. But I got to say one thing, though. Donald Trump said it came from China, and that's where it came from. You know, people argue with me, say, well, you know, Lou, you know, what about in Italy? The people who came from Italy were migrant workers that moved to Italy for this business that they with the leather goods or whatever. And that's why they got it in Italy from them. That's how it spread through Europe or whatever. But it came.
Let me ask you guys the question. Unless you're looking for it, when's the last time you heard anything on the news about what the heck is going on in India? So they've got the biggest and the worst wave of this COVID-19.
Billy, it's a very good
point. You're not hearing
point.
Much about it unless you're searching.
Billy,
you
know, very good point, Billy. But, like, excuse me, Steve, as you remember a couple of months ago, they were burying bodies, Steve, in empty fields because they couldn't have so many dead people. They couldn't bury them, so they were just burning them in open fields.
And I got to tell you, Billy, it's a very good point to raise because I think India is our most neglected ally, the second biggest country in the world, the largest democracy, not exactly like ours, their form of government, but they've done a
capability too. They have
incredible, and they've done a great job. And let's face it, if it weren't India on China's border, China would be acting more provocatively today, if you could imagine it.
Yes,
and
I agree with that.
Thank goodness for India. And unfortunately, Billy, the American public know almost nothing about the country. They have more English speakers, India does, than the United States has. That's how important they are and how close we could be with them. So I think Republicans and Democrats should start educating the public and themselves about the risks there. Very important.
I tell you one thing. If it was a different administration like the prior one, I think there'd be a lot more visibility and there'd be a lot more focus on getting it done and helping, whatever we could do to help.
Of course,
you know,
an ally.
Meeting scientists or giving scientists or sharing knowledge, just something that looks like, you know, synergy and working together. And I don't see that in this administration at all.
No, they seem to be fixated on finding boogeymen, right? New evil parties. Now it's white supremacy. That is the message of the day. To me, it's just more sloganeering to help them in elections, local and national. I don't think it's going to work, Billy. I think the American people are just going to be fed up with talk of defunding police and blaming innocent parties and Israel, for that matter, for the limitations of this administration.
Steve, I totally agree with you, but I think this is a smokescreen.
From my viewpoint,
say, Bill?
You said they're going to be. I think people already are. It's not that it's coming. It's here already.
Got to hope that carries the day.
Billy, you want to hold on because we got to take a break.
Good. I'll catch up with you guys next week. Have a good week.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for the call, Billy. Thank you. We'll be right back after this last break, and we're at the end, the last 15 minutes.
WVOX.
I'm Connell McShane. This is the Fox Business Report.
A lackluster trading day with stocks finishing mixed. The Dow falling 126 points. The NASDAQ up 67. S&P 500 down 3. And shares of Stitch Fix are surging after hours after the personal styling service reported narrowing losses from the year-ago quarter, with revenue leaping 45% from a year ago. And shares of Duckhorn Portfolio rising after hours after the California winemaking company reported quarterly profit and sales well above expectations in its first earnings report as a public company. And shares of Biogen rocketed 38% to a six-year high after the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved the biotech's Alzheimer's drug that may slow cognitive decline. And shares of another drug maker, Eli Lilly, rose 10% on the news because it's also developing a similar Alzheimer's treatment. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Need the perfect Father's Day gift? Get him a shirt from Untuck It. Untuck It shirts are designed to be worn untucked, so they feel comfortable and look sharp all day. They also come in sizes and fits for every body, so you can easily find something in his size. This Father's Day, find the perfect present for Dad at untuckit.com or one of 80-plus Untuck It stores nationwide. Use code DAD20 for 20% off your first purchase. Untuck It, shirts designed to be worn untucked.
Now, WVOX traffic.
Still looking at a number of issues getting around Westchester County. One of those is Fordham Road going in the westbound direction. Coming away from the Bronx River Parkway is a collision. It's jamming up the drive from there. And the Hutchinson River Parkway headed northbound. You've got steady brake lights beginning at Highway 1 all the way up toward Cross County Parkway. Further north on the Hutchinson River Parkway, it's stop-and-go traffic approaching the Cross Westchester Expressway. I'm Karen Johnson in the Traffic Center for 1460 WVOX.
Making friends in the morning.
You guys are the greatest.
Dennis and Tawny and Good Morning Westchester. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
All right, everybody, we're back. Steve, behind the glass. Nikki, Steve, you want to say something?
Something very briefly about Vice President Harris. I mean, to her credit, she's recognizing the great horrible sore, the open wound on our border with Mexico. It's sad to have to harp on this, but that is not going away. President Trump addressed it, put up those 450 miles of wall that we now know has been corrupted, stopped, or otherwise. I haven't been to the border myself, but I'll tell you, Lou, the answer is not to try to fix the economy of Guatemala or Mexico, for that matter. We have trouble fixing our own centers of poverty, whether it's Appalachia, Lou, or old Harlem. Fortunately, Harlem today is much more prosperous. but we have had trouble fighting poverty in our own country. What is Ms. Harris doing down in Guatemala, telling them they have to start investing in their own industries? She has no idea what they need to do to fix their economy and hence limit the drive of poor people north. The answer is fix the hole first. Block that border, then work with our neighbors, Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, all other nations, to help them improve their economies. And maybe, Lou, help them share in the manufacturing we want to bring back from the Far East. That's a great role for Guatemala. Would you know, Lou, that in the COVID epidemic, my proudest purchase, small thing, I went to a store, I picked up some knit safety masks. They were made in Guatemala and Honduras. I said, that's smart. Those are people who have lower wages than us.
Yeah.
Good for them to get into this. I have no problem sharing our demand with them rather than going to China and the rest of the flow of funds that we've seen from COVID.
But you know what? In technology times, everybody knows what's happening all over the world. Even these backward countries, Guatemala, Honduras, or whatever, you think they don't know. Everybody's got cell phones with computers on them. You know, these people here, you know, boy, I come to America, I get a stimulus check, I get free vaccines, I get this, 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 and this. So they're running to the borders here because they come to this country, say, you know, if I work 5 years in America and bust my tail, or 6 years, I could come back to my home country and buy a nice little ranch for myself with a little piece of land, to a little couple of animals, and I can live like a king the rest of my life. And so that's what's happening here in a lot of these countries here.
The only people who don't understand it are politicians who know nothing about economics, Lou, and it's absolutely true. The answer to our southern border and the out-of-control immigration problem is to have law enforcement. If the laws are unfair or if they disfavor some people, change the laws. Democrats have control of Washington right now. Change those laws. Don't go around and start telling Guatemala how to run their economy.
Nikki, somebody's on the line? All right, I thought somebody was on the line.
But anyway, while we have just a little gap here, let's address the growing menace, Lou, within our country of critical racism thinking that we're hearing now is invading suburban school districts.
You know what? This is crazy. I'll tell you the why, Steve. You can't be going to elementary kids, white elementary kids, and putting these people on guilt trips that they should feel sorry, they should do this and they should do that, or whether they're to blame. You can't. This has to stop. The pendulum swung 360 degrees. It swung. Was there a lot of injustice in the past? I'll be the first one to say, yes, there was a lot of injustice. But we mended a lot of fences. You can't keep talking about the broken fences when we keep mending fences and to keep bringing that up or whatever. We came a long way. We have to work together or whatever. You can't be blaming another group now. Well, let's put it on the white guy all of a sudden now, which is totally wrong. Same thing like the Capitol, when they said they were white supremacy people that went into the Capitol. There were people who their taxes they were fed up with. There was a lot of people in it. There could have been some white supremacy, yes. I'm not doubting that. Just like there could have been Antifa there. I'm not doubting that either.
No, I know there was.
Right? But let's say the truth here. A lot of those people were there. Were police officers and construction workers, was a blue-collar guy who wants to see their country going down the drain. And he had faith in this guy, Donald Trump, that they put this lock, stock, and barrel in this guy because they seen their 401ks go up. They seen their taxes. They figured that this guy could, I could retire soon with a president like this. That's what that was all about. But to knock it, white supremacy, and then teach the kids in school about all this critical race theory is totally wrong, Steve.
Absolutely true.
You're hurting this race relationship instead of helping it.
Absolutely true, and it's only going to foster discontent and anger. People are going to be frustrated, and young kids are going to have their minds twisted by this self-hatred being peddled by consultants, Lou. This is the true heart of the matter. I don't want to go too deep into it. We'll have another show for that. But there are education schools, prominent ones in New York and in other major states, that are peddling this theory of racial complaint and racial neglect and dredging up issues and histories long settled and long arrived at many years ago, where we found our way, we've addressed our racial problem, and we continue to improve the racial makeup of our nation and the problem of racial discord every single day. And these programs, one of whose originators is from New York University, NYU, peddling this stuff in Westchester County. It's hit Pelham. It's being driven at Scarsdale. Carmel is the latest victim. I can tell you up County Lou, Yorktown, Cortland Manor, and other places in the county, Rye also, being infested with this unhealthy thinking.
For me, Steve, this
and
is
we're
only,
going to have we're going to have a battle royal here, Lou.
This is this
and we
is
could
only
be ground
me.
Zero.
This is the way I feel. Forget about this critical race theory. You want to do something to these kids. Bring vocational schools back into these school systems. Let these kids who are not going to go to college, you know they're not going to college, let them pick up a trade. Give them an opportunity to be a plumber, electrician, somebody, a construction worker. Bring back shops to a school, vocational shops. That's the best thing you could do for this country.
Well, what you're talking about is making education relevant. It's got to be relevant for the benefit of everybody. That's
exactly.
For white kids as well as Spanish-speaking kids
exactly.
And African-American kids. And these alleged reformers, I think they're bomb throwers, Lou, going into our suburban districts and making things worse instead of better.
All right. God bless everybody. Great job, Vicky. Great job. And we'll see everybody next week. God bless.